and November was another strong month for job growth in the United States. The Department of Labor saying this morning that the economy added 211,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate stayed put at 5%. And this news comes less than 2 weeks before the Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates for the first time in nearly a decade. Mike Regan is with Bloomberg News. He's with us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
And this report really exceeded economists' expectations. What did we learn about the job market?
Looking like a pretty strong job market, exceeding our analysts' estimates by about 11,000 for the month. And the October month tally was revised upward to 298,000. So very strong gains in employment in industries like construction, which saw about 46,000 jobs added last month and has seen more than 250,000 jobs added over the last year. And healthcare and bars and restaurants actually showing very strong growth too. About 470,000 jobs over the past year added in healthcare, which is obviously a very good sector, high-paying jobs, that sort of thing. It appears, you know, based on these numbers, the employment market and the economy is humming along pretty well.
Which probably means that it's more likely that the Fed is going to do what we thought that they were going to do and raise interest rates this month for the first time in quite some time. Let's listen to the chairwoman of the Fed, Janet Yellen, hinting to a congressional committee yesterday that the first rate hike in nearly a decade is imminent. Here she is.
Doing so will be a testament also to how far our economy has come in recovering from the effects of the financial crisis and the Great Recession. In that sense, it is a day that I expect we are all looking forward to.
So, Mike, is it a done deal that the Fed will raise rates?
It appears to be as much of a done deal as it has ever appeared. We look at the derivatives trading of Fed funds futures, and they are signaling about a 76% chance of an increase this month. The one thing Janet Yellen signaled during her testimony this week that was sort of interesting, though, was that next year the rates might not be coming as swiftly as the market, people in the market had expected. So the odds of more rate increases in the meetings next year are down slightly, but the odds of the first increase this month are definitely up about as high as they've ever been.
And if the rates do start going up, that would mean for a lot of people higher mortgage rates, higher rates on all kinds of borrowing, right?
That federal funds rate influences all sorts of all manner of interest rates. So if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might see an increase. Or if you go to take out a new mortgage, it'll probably be a little bit higher than it was. But that said, a quarter of a percentage point, which is what everyone is expecting, is not too drastic. Like I said, it's going to be a gradual increase from there. Nothing too fast and furious. They're likely to keep borrowing costs relatively low compared to history for throughout all of next year and probably even the following year.
And just real quick, some other news today that OPEC, the oil producing countries, have decided not to cut production, even though there's such a glut of supply and prices are so low. Why not?
Their strategy has basically been to sort of shake out the weaker suppliers in the global market. And that certainly includes the U.S., where the boom in fracking over the last decade has brought a tremendous amount of oil into the market. Same thing in Canada, too. So from the U.S. economy's perspective, it means that that industry is unlikely to recover anytime soon. Oil prices down back to about $40 a barrel. And, you know, that was a very booming part of the U.S. economy. A lot of high-paying jobs had been added. So that is one spot that's not quite red hot right now.
That's Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.